T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey there, Dave. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Tara. Happy Wednesday.
Yeah. All right. So tell me what's going on. Looks like a real pork fest in Colombia, but not barbecue, unfortunately.
Yeah. Look, you know, we talked last week a little bit about the state budget and, expectedly, the House and the Senate came in on Monday and overwhelmingly voted to approve the state budget. It's the biggest budget ever. They spent the most money they ever have, over $32 billion. I guess so much for, you know, Republican fiscal conservatism. But this is a D.C.-style spend fest, plain and simple. You know, as I said last week, it's not really a budget. It's more like a money laundering scam. And when you look at the top two budget writers in the House and the Senate, you got in the Senate side, corrupt Hugh Leatherman, who makes tens of millions of dollars off of SCDOT contracts through his concrete company. And then you got Merle Smith, who's the House budget writer. He's an attorney, Tara, who his law firm just last year brought in over $1 million from companies that have lobbyists in the state house. And so when you think about, well, why is this happening? Why are Republicans voting for all this spending? By the way, nary a tax cut to be found, no income tax cut, no sales tax cut, nothing coming back to us. Our roads are obviously still crumbling. You know, our schools are still in dilapidated shape. And, you know, they continue these pet projects. And the guys at the top are really getting rich off of this. So when we say it's a money laundering scam, we're not kidding. You know, I mean, you're talking about, and this was just came out this week, and of course, all of this is done in secret, right, which is the main problem here. They got rid of the budget transparency law earlier this year. And so they do all of this in secret. We find out about this only through a media leak. And then, you know, when they pass it, you know, we'll have to vote for it to find out what's in it. And you look and see at some of these pet projects, and we could go down the line. I mean, $23 million to buy a 23-acre parcel on James Island down my way here in Charleston. That's $1 million an acre, Tara. I mean, I'm sure it's a pretty piece of land, but man, $1 million an acre, we're paying for it. You know, we mentioned the downtown Greenville Convention Center, $19 million to that. And that's a little shady. Bruce Bannister is the state representative from Greenville, requested that project. And one of his biggest donors is, you know, developing the land around the proposed convention center location. So with his law firm, Bannister's law firm, specializing in real estate transactions, I mean, who knows what's going on there? Another $12 million to Spartanburg City Council for unspecified projects. I mean, literally, it's just a blank check to Spartanburg, the city council there, $12 million. No idea how that will be spent. And again, that was requested by Senator Shane Martin, Harvey Peeler, and Josh Kimbrell over there in Spartanburg. Maybe they can explain it, but we have no idea how that money is going to be spent. And here's the kicker for me, Tara. $8 million to E&J Gallo winemaker, the alcohol maker. They're locating here in South Carolina, $8 million so that they can build a brand new road for that California-based wine producer. And that's just kind of a slap in the face, don't you think? With our roads crumbling, the way they're in, the shape they're in, yet our politicians, our legislators vote to give $8 million to this out-of-state corporation to make sure that their roads are smooth as glass while ours are crumbling. It's just kind of a slap in the face.
Are we paying for that with the gas tax, Dave?
No, that's our income tax that they're paying for that.
Okay, and are these, are these roads like on private property, or is a road leading to their, how does it?
No, this is going to be paving likely public roads along with infrastructure. So any sort of electricity, gas lines, water lines, all those sewer things, that we're paying for all that. We're paying for all that.
Wow.
So they can grace us with their presence here, a California-based, winemaker. Now, and again, I saved the best for last for you, Tara, because I know you are hot to trot, and I listen, to your podcast. I mean, the unsustainability, of our government spending is not just in D.C. It's here in South Carolina. They gave a $50 million, 2.5% raise to government employees here in South Carolina. I mean, and again, when you're talking about giving government employees a raise, you're also talking about their health care, their pension, all that goes into it. It's just unsustainable. And so we continue to spend more. The Republicans and the legislature have overwhelmingly voted for all this garbage. And like I said, these guys at the top, Hugh Leatherman, who's been there for longer than I've been alive, by the way, 40 years in the state Senate. He's the Senate budget writer.
Wow.
You got Merle Smith, who's the House budget writer. Those guys are getting rich off of this budget, right? They're getting rich. And when I say, I mean, Merle Smith, his law firm made over $1 million just last year from companies that have lobbyists in the state house. And if you don't think that him becoming the House Ways and Means Chairman and then all of a sudden becoming a millionaire is a coincidence, it's not. So we have really got to step up. And again, we used to have the law, the state budget transparency law. There was legal recourse to hold these folks accountable for not holding these joint open meetings, for doing this all in secret, for not being transparent about all this spending. But now we don't have that anymore. And so really the only thing that we have is pressure, right? We know these guys are going to continue to spend money. The Governor Henry McMaster, he's got an election next year, Tara. He's up for re-election next year. I don't know whether he'll have a Republican primary challenge or not. He's certainly going to have a Democrat challenger, one that's going to raise a lot of money and challenge him. But he needs to veto this entire thing, and that's the thing. This is not a budget. It's a money laundering scam. And he needs to veto this entire thing. This is a criminal enterprise in the state house. And I think if Henry came in and pulled a Mark Sanford a la 2006 and said, you know what, guys, I don't even need to look at all this. I'm vetoing this entire thing. Go back, do it again, hold those joint open hearings, bring the public in on this, bring the taxpayers in on this, help them participate, let them see where you're spending their money, hold these joint open hearings, do it in a transparent way, follow the old law. I think that would send shockwaves through the entire system in that state house. Those legislators wouldn't know what hit them. Hugh Leatherman wouldn't know what hit him if McMaster veto that entire budget. And you can send that message right now directly to Henry. Just text the words vote no, V-O-T-E-N-O, vote no, to the number 52886 on your cell phone. Vote no to 52886 on your cell phone. Send that message directly to Henry McMaster. Veto this entire money laundering budget. Just veto the whole thing. Don't even bother. Don't go through it with the rescission pen. It's not worth it. Just veto the whole damn thing. $32 billion. Send it back to him. Force them to go follow the state budget transparency law, the old one that they just did away with. Go force them to follow it. Be transparent. Be open about this. Show us where our money is going. Text the words vote no to 52886 on your cell phone. Send that message directly to the governor. Tell him how you feel.
And then keep your fingers crossed, right? Because, I mean, it was Henry who signed the bill that allows
Correct.
Them to hide their graft and corruption,
Correct.
Unfortunately. So.
Correct.
So the odds, I think, that Henry's going to take the fruits of all their labors away, small, but certainly at least worth putting him on notice that your vote is not guaranteed at all, and you know what he's up to.
But long odds they may be, and by the way, would send a shockwave through the system, of course. Not unprecedented, Tara. And you may remember that Mark Sanford did this back in 2006. And you remember Mark Sanford was the guy that brought the pigs through and let them run through the state house.
Oh, it was fabulous. It was great.
You know, and it's that kind of stuff that we really need to bring light to this whole, you know, like I said, criminal enterprise. I mean, when you have the two most powerful politicians in the state, again, Hugh Leatherman, who writes the budget in the state Senate, Merle Smith, who writes the budget in the state House, making hand over fist. I mean, they're literally millionaires simply because they are in these powerful positions, these elected offices. They're using their elected office for personal profit. Now, that's illegal. They should be busted on that, but we've got to stop them. And the only way to stop them is pressure from folks back home. It is pressure on guys like Henry McMaster. And you're right. You know, Henry's pretty aloof. You know, he's kind of a go-along-to-get-along kind of guy. But when there's pressure and when there's folks that are listening right now on your radio show, Tara, that take action, good things can be done. And, again, we've got an election next year in 2022. I don't know if Henry's going to be challenged from the right. I certainly know he's going to be challenged from the left. It's going to put him in an awkward position. He's going to need as many Republicans as he can to get out to the polls. And so we're in a position, your radio audience is in a good position here to influence the governor. And so, again, if you want him to send that message to these corrupt legislators, right, corrupt Hugh Leatherman, send that message, bounce this budget back in, this god-awful budget, this money laundering scam that they call a budget, text the words VOTE NO, VOTENO, to the number 52886. Vote no to 52886 on your cell phone and demand that he veto this state budget.
Amen, Dave. Let's hope he gets the message. Because, you know, that could be a low turnout race, and I would hate for, you know, anything to happen to the governorship of yours there, Mr. McMaster. All right. Thank you, Dave Schwartz. Always enjoy our segments with you on 106.3. WORD, the word for the hour, if you want to win the $1,000, is stunt. STUNT, stunt. You text that to 72881. Want to congratulate Tommy Profit, WRD listener, who won yesterday in the 11 a.m. hour. Text the word stunt to 72881 to win $1,000.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Okay, let's jump on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line. Text rates. Tara, what is the phone number that will call if you win $1,000? I don't know that. I get so many strange calls and never answer. It's a good question. I will find out. Texture rates, Tara, it's not all bad. I took my six-year-old out to eat. We saw a couple of police officers come in to eat. My sweet daughter asked if we could buy their dinner. So we asked the waitress, who laughed and said we were literally the fourth table who asked. The conservative residents of Inman love our law enforcement officers. Yeah. And a lot of people love you guys. They do. And are very sorry for the way that you are being treated. Texture rates, hey, Tara, I just want to thank you for such a great polished show you put on. You were light years ahead of the, our new host. Well, I don't know about that, but thank you. And we do have a new host. Another texter, she's good, Dana Lash. I'm very excited about her being here. Texter writes, Tara, all of this crap is why I am ready to hang it up after 37 years of serving the public trust. This is from a law enforcement officer. Hope and pray there are folks that can and will replace the thousands like me that are getting out. So says Mike the cop. And I'm really sorry about that, Mike. You are very much appreciated by so many of us. I know that. Texter writes, how come this Peter Daszak guy is not testifying before Congress? Everybody loves this guy, man. I had no idea gain-of-function research was so popular, that so many people were so very interested in teaching viruses to jump from bats to humans. It is the thing, apparently. Yeah, even when the viruses have a 15% death rate. It's awesome. It's really cool. And so, you know, this is a really big world. There's like, what, I don't know, 7 billion of us or something? 7 billion of us, many of whom live outside of China. And yet it seems that we can only partner with the Chinese to do this. The very people who vowed to use, what was it again? Gain of function research to unleash a virus on the world. They thought it would help them get the economic upper hand. And you would only know that if you listen to this show or watch Sky News or maybe read the UK Daily Mail. And they got a hold of some of this, the documentation, the Chinese Communist Party planning to weaponize viruses, unleash them on the world. I've been saying that, their military leaders and their Chinese Communist Party leaders since 2004. And yet somehow, when it came time to do this research, could have done it with anyone in the world. But we needed Peter Daszak. We needed him to partner with China to do it, as if it couldn't be done any other way. It is so strange. And then we find out, folks, the biggest bombshell of the last 3 weeks, and there have been so many, is the fact that the Pentagon funded this through who? Peter Daszak. Isn't that the guy, when it was time to investigate whether the virus came out of the Wuhan lab, he was the only guy on Earth that was picked by the WHO to do the investigation? That guy? Isn't that the guy who... our Congress put forward two recommendations for the investigation. They were both turned down by the WHO, and it was Peter Daszak who did the investigation of himself, it turns out. The guy who the Pentagon, this is the biggest story the last 3 weeks, Pentagon gave him $39 million. All the guy does is gain of function research. He sponsors it all over the world, and when he does it with Chinese scientists affiliated with the Communist Party. It's the weirdest thing. Anyway, so you got, listen to this, Fauci funding research through Daszak, National Institutes of Health funding it, and the NIAID, which is Fauci's agency. Health and Human Services funding it. The Pentagon, to the tune of $39 million. The U.S. in total ran $129 million through Daszak's organization. All they do is gain of function. And Google? What are the odds? The very people censoring anything that makes China look bad, anything that got at the origin of the coronavirus, anything that might have lowered the body count, like the fact that we now know that ivermectin works. We now know that. We know for sure hydroxychloroquine works. Two studies last few weeks, including again by a Yale virologist who used to work for Anthony Fauci, finding that hydroxychloroquine increases your chance of survival of COVID over 100%. Those are huge numbers. No wonder they hid the hydroxychloroquine. Wouldn't let anybody prescribe it. You got the Pentagon, Fauci, and now Google running money through Daszak's organization? Why? Now, Google says, "Why? It's just a coincidence. We don't, we didn't mean to do that." Well, the problem is, though, they did. That's the problem. They may not mean to, and they're calling it a conspiracy theory. But the funny thing about Google, and they also own YouTube, is everything they call a conspiracy theory ended up being true. Hydroxychloroquine actually does work. It appears it actually did come out of a lab in Wuhan. Social distancing? Nah, that doesn't work. Y'all censored those who said that early on. What about the lockdowns? Yeah, they censored them too on YouTube and everywhere else. Turns out those didn't work either. Everything Google has censored has been the truth about COVID, a truth that would have prevented the spread and lowered the death toll. And now we find out they're running the money through the guy's organization who works with Chinese scientists to develop these deadly viruses. What are the odds? What is going on here, folks? This gets weirder every day.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, y'all are messing up. You got to do this right, okay? You are not going to win the $1,000 if you send the keyword to the text line. That's okay. I know it's complicated. There's so many lines here. You got to send it to the contest line, okay? So it's 72881 is the contest line. So you can store that in your phone. 72881. 72881. So the keyword for this hour is stunt. Like, don't ever pull a stunt like that again. Stunt. S-T-U-N-T. You text that to 72881 for your chance to win $1,000. Okay. You know how, there's something going on here. You know how Joe Biden, he says this, he said it like at least half a dozen times. I got all the audio. I'm going to play it again. Well, I can't say that or do that or do this or do that or I'm going to get in trouble. I do what they tell me. Do what, who tells you? And the guy's not there. Obviously, somebody else is running the country, right? Have Joe and Hunter been answering to somebody else for a while? Because there's some weird stuff going on, okay? In the first installment of this, which we brought you a couple months ago, it was actually broken by the mainstream media, oddly. We find out that that Hunter Biden is on the edge. It's 2018. He lied on a federal firearms purchase form. That's a felony. Said he didn't have any history of alcohol or drugs. Well, we know he did because at the time, that period of time was covered by his autobiography. He absolutely was stoned all the time. And he loses the gun. Actually, the girlfriend goes and dumps it in a dumpster somewhere because she's afraid he's going to kill himself with it. Okay, so they go find a gun. And the gun store owner says two Secret Service agents show up and demand the purchase papers. In other words, proof of the crime. Well, he knows the law. He knows the Secret Service has no right to demand that. And he's smart enough to photocopy it. Well, Secret Service wasn't supposed to be watching Hunter or Joe in 2018. Joe wasn't running for office, and vice president is entitled to protection. So it sure looked like the Secret Service was covering up evidence of Biden's crimes, of Hunter Biden's crimes. It was weird. And the gun store owner swears it was Secret Service came in and tried to get the evidence of Hunter's crimes. Apparently, they act as a cleanup crew for him. Well, Secret Service denied it. Okay. So today, this breaks in the New York Post. You need to read this. It is surreal. It is as if Hunter Biden answers to federal agents. Like, they have a power over him. Here's the story, okay? I'm going to try to tell it in a kid-friendly way. As much as I can with Hunter. It's 2018 again. And Hunter is trawling through his favorite Los Angeles escort sites, and he decides to order a piano playing partner, somebody he can play the piano with. Her name is Yana. She's a 24-year-old Russian native. Anyway, Yana shows up, and he orders the extras you can often get from these places, you know, stuff you could smoke. And not the green kind, the white kind. Yeah, okay. So Yana shows up. Smoke, play the piano together for days. This goes on. It's this 3-day binge, $8,000 bill, right? So Yana's had enough of this and she wants to get paid. And by the way, they're staying at the Chateau Marmont, which Hunter would later be kicked out of for his escapades are so outrageous. They won't let him stay there. He's trash, basically. Okay. So Yannicka's mad. She hadn't been paid for her time with Hunter. So Hunter starts going through his debit cards. They're not working. She's trying to pay her the $8,000, right? For the extended, you know, call out she spent with him. So he uses a bunch of apps and he finally adds a new recipient on the cash transfer app, Zelle, and transfers $8,000. It doesn't work. So he's using all these apps, all these cards are getting turned down, fraud notices, that kind of thing, which probably happens when you try to pay an escort service. It doesn't go through. So he's doing this. He's doing this. So he finally finds an account that'll transfer the money. Well, in the hours after that, the transactions start to go through, the ones that were denied before. So it's $8,000, then another $2,000, then $3,500, then another $8,000, then $3,500. About 25,000 total moves in under an hour. Okay. So now Hunter's paid this woman over and over and over again. He wants his money back. They go back and forth. We've got all this on text, by the way, because Hunter saved all of this on the not Russian disinformation laptop. Okay, here's where it gets weird, okay? Here's where it gets real weird. Remember, Secret Service, by law, cannot be protecting Hunter at this point, but it appears they're babysitting him. One of the accounts that he paid, keep in mind, he paid for the piano playing partner and what they smoked with this account. It's apparently Joe's. See the problem there. So he's dealing with all of this and he starts getting texts from Robert Savage III, which he saved, helpfully saved for us, which is how we're able to read them ourselves in the New York Post. Savage was the Secret Service agent, the Secret Service's special agent in charge of Los Angeles. Odd. The contact card for him appears on the laptop. It's his phone. It's his phone. And they say he is told by that Secret Service agent and another that Hunter's charges have raised flags in Washington. Well, that is weird because the Secret Service is not supposed to be watching Hunter. They've particularly raised flags in Washington since the money is coming out of Celtic's account, the texts say. Who's Celtic? Celtic is the Secret Service's code name for Biden. So Biden's money paying for illegal escorts and the stuff they smoked. And then it gets real interesting. We're just getting warmed up right here. And you know how you know this is good? Kind of devastating, but good at the same time. Media's ignoring it. The rest of the media's ignoring it. New York Post's broken it. The rest of the media's pretending this isn't going on. Wait till you hear what happens next. So, texter on the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line 71307 says, if that was Joe's card that was used, he had to prove the charges for them to go through. So the charges we're talking about paid for an escort who stayed with Hunter for 3 days on a binge where they smoked stuff that's white, came with the escorty hire. Okay, so here's the weirdness, okay? And this is all documented in text. He's not supposed to have Secret Service protection. Under the law, he's not. Secret Service is denying they're going behind him cleaning up his crimes again. And this is the second time. First, they tried to get the proof he illegally bought a gun. And now it looks like they're concerned. So here's what happens. So he pays for the piano-playing partner he spent the last 3 days with, he pays an escort service. And then immediately it all goes down. These high-level people from the Secret Service are texting him from their own phone numbers, saying, look, this is throwing up flags in D.C. I mean, do you realize you paid for this? Here, I'll read it to you. Come on, Hunter. This is linked to Celtic's account. D.C.'s been calling me every 10 minutes. Okay, Celtic is Biden. That's his Secret Service code name. So what they're saying is you're illegally paying for drugs and a piano playing partner with your dad's account. And somehow that trips wires in D.C. and a Secret Service shows up. Now they're denying all of this. But these texts, right, they're on the laptop, and it is the Secret Service guy. And here's the weird part. It's as if Hunter answers to them. This is the weird part. It's the same sort of thing like Joe's always saying. He's, you know, he's going to get in trouble. People run him. Like, how do people tell you what to do? You're the leader of the free world. So here's the text exchange. It's in the New York Post. You can read it. It's just fascinating. So they're saying, look, this is tripping wires in D.C. You're using your father's accounts to pay for all this illegal stuff. We got to take care of this, Hunter. So he gets the texts. Come on, H, this is linked to Celtic's account. DC is calling me every 10. Let me up or come down. I can't help you if you don't let me, H. That's Hunter. Again, Celtic was Joe Biden's Secret Service code name. We know that. It's public now. Hunter replies, I promise I'll be right down. Well, this makes them mad. And they text back, Dale's here. He's going to the front desk and get them to give a key right now. In other words, we're coming into your room if you won't come down. As your friend, we need to resolve this in the immediate. Call the front desk now, Hunter, or I will have to assume you're in danger, and we will have to make them give us the keys. Now, keep in mind, the lady of the night has already left. And the blow's gone. So there's no danger here at this point. This is a cleanup crew. This is a cleanup crew covering up his crimes, I assume at your expense. And Hunter's like, really, Rob? He texts back. I'm coming down right now. I really promise. Was in the bathroom, buddy. Coming right now the second. And then listen to this next text from the Secret Service. We're at your door, period. Open it. Now, keep in mind, he's not entitled to Secret Service protection. And the Secret Service denied in their comment on this article in the New York Post that they were providing protection. But there they are in the text. 5 minutes later, Savage, the Secret Service agent, texts Hunter again to say that Dale Pupillo, a retired deputy assistant director at Secret Service, who used to guard Joe, has arrived. Invoices indicate that Pupillo did background checks for Hunter on potential business partners. What? Is this who the Bidens answer to? Or did these people answer the Bidens? It's weird. I want to play something for you. This was Hunter recorded hours of self-reflection on his not Russian disinformation laptop. This is the reason the media lied to you about this laptop. They couldn't have you believe any of this was real. And you know how Hunter says, and it's one of the most revealing pieces of audio, it's only 4 seconds long, that Hunter's basically saying, there will never be any consequences for me for anything I do ever. Any law I break, anything I do, never. And he knows it. He knows it. Listen.
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight?
What is the soul of a man with no consequence in sight? This is the second time we have cold busted the Secret Service covering up one of Hunter's crimes. In this case, one in which Joe appears to be implicated. Whether deliberately or not, I don't know. Now, there's another segment of this where the payment to the escort service before the Secret Service shows up, two other goons do. Before them, they're knocking on the door and asking questions, and it's not clear who they are. All this is in Hunter's text. So the government watches Hunter when they're not supposed to be, and they appear not to be watching him to protect him, but to protect anyone from finding out about his crimes. Who are these people? What are they doing? And we know he was on a bender consuming these substances because he wrote about it for the period in his biography covering this time at the Chateau Marmont, which he was later kicked out of. What the heck?
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.